A very long time ago, China was made up of seven kingdoms. Each kingdom wanted to be the ruler of all seven kingdoms. The kingdom of Qin had the largest army, and they battled the other kingdoms one by one. And every time they conquered one kingdom, the defeated army would have to follow the command of the Qin emperor. The Qin army slowly grew bigger and bigger, stronger and stronger. Meanwhile, in the kingdom of Chu, the emperor had an advisor named Qu Yuan. Qu Yuan was actually a poet who was a kind and wise man, and he had a great love for his kingdom. He advised his emperor that it was better not to fight and to instead keep the peace.
My king, we shouldn't be joining the others to attack another kingdom. They are our neighbor and friends. It is not right to suddenly become their enemies and fight with them.
You are my trusted advisor, Qu Yuan. But this is an important time for our kingdom. I understand that we want to keep the peace, but we also need to be ready to defend ourselves. I will make a wise decision for all of us. Qu Yuan tried to persuade the emperor every day, but sadly, the emperor grew suspicious of Qu Yuan and decided to send him to live alone in one of the faraway villages. While living alone, Qu Yuan, as a poet, started to write many beautiful poems about his kingdom and its people. The villagers grew fonder of him because of his kindness and the poetry he wrote. One day, Qu Yuan heard the news that the kingdom of Chu was defeated by the kingdom of Qin. Qu Yuan, saddened by the news, walked into the Miluo River. And since Qu Yuan was not able to swim, he was taken away by the strong river currents. The villagers rowed their boats frantically up and down the river, hoping to find and rescue him. Alas, they could not find him. They were so sad that he was gone. So they thought of ideas to try to protect him while he was in the river.
Do you think Qu Yuan is underwater?
Yeah, I think so lor. Not sure if he can swim. But look at this river. The current is so strong and wow, the fishes are so big.
Then how? I really like him leh. I wish we can do something to help him. You know those big fishes? Maybe are chasing him because they are hungry leh. Maybe we should feed the fishes with nice food so the fishes will stop chasing Qu Yuan underwater. What do you think?
I know what we can make. How about we make something with glutinous rice so that it's heavy and sticky and put some sweet fragrant meat inside so that it tastes good. Then we wrap it with leaves and bind it all up with a string.
Oh, I like this idea. Okay, let's get everyone in the village to help out, yeah? The villagers created a new rice dumpling dish called zhongzi and tossed these dumplings into the river. Over time, they would commemorate Qu Yuan by making these dumplings. They also painted their boats, making each boat look like a dragon, and the villagers would have a friendly river race with each other. As the mommies and daddies prepare the dumplings and paint the boats, they would tell the children all about Qu Yuan's love for a peaceful kingdom. Till today, people around the world will remember his kindness and his great words when they celebrate the Dragon Boat Festival. The end.